Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Imlachlinie 21, Pretoria 23. The MK Party has distanced itself from the Secretary-General Floyd Shivambu's controversial visit to Malawi, where he publicly supported a self-proclaimed prophet and fugitive, Shepherd Bushiri. Bushiri and his wife Mary are wanted in South Africa and are set to be extradited, Lebohang Ndashe reports.
As backlash intensifies, the Umkhonto weSizwe party has disowned Shibambu's visit to Shepherd Bushiri's church, stating that it was neither sanctioned nor supported by the party. The party stressed that Shibambu acted in his own personal capacity without any mandate or prior knowledge from the party's leadership. In a post on X, Shibambu praised Bushiri's impact, calling his contribution to economic, educational, social and spiritual upliftment unparalleled. However, the MK party says it remains firmly opposed to associating with fugitives from justice. The Bushiris are challenging their extradition, arguing the affidavit backing South Africa's request lacked proper legal authentication under Malawian law, making the evidence, they say, inadmissible. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Three suspects from Gauteng, a woman and two men, were arrested for murder and robbery after a man's body was found in bushes in Yazanu estate in Hartbeespoort. A 21-year-old who had been robbed last week recognized the woman near the scene and raised the alarm. Police discovered the victim's body near where the previous victim's car had been found earlier, abandoned earlier. Northwest Police, Mpo Manyo.
During the arrest, police confiscated numerous cell phones and other items, including the sport equipment robbed from the 21-year-old. The trio, aged between 22 and 35, were apprehended and charged with murder and robbery.
Bolt One South Africa leader Musi Maimane says the proposed 0.5% VAT increase remains controversial in Parliament. This comes as Cabinet debates on the implementation or the scraping of the VAT increase. He warns that if the hike proceeds on the 1st of May, it will burden the already struggling South Africans.
We have a follow-up meeting happening next week with all the respective parties to engage the ANC. The Appropriations Committee will meet on Tuesday to consider a report on the expenditure cuts, given the fact that we've had political engagements. There's been wide rejection of VAT.
And German police have launched a manhunt after two people were shot dead. A large police operation is underway in Germany to find one or more shooters who killed the two men yesterday. The bodies of the two victims were found in front of a residential address in a town north of Frankfurt. I'm Mio Pinaar, Wurfnistie, and the MK Partij vir Oordeel, Floyd Shivambu se besoek na Malawi.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, that one there. Sure, Emil. Hey, listen, before you go running away.
Yes.
What on earth happened to you? I mean, really, the one thing you're like, okay, Emil is weg, want hy het griep. Hy lay on die griep. And the next thing I know, you're in hospital because somebody crashed into you. What happened? Emil,
exactly.
Pinaar, what happened?
Yeah, huh? No. It was a big thing. Head-to-head, and it was a truck.
Good God, what?
Yes, and I survived 100%. No broken bones, nothing.
Wow. You're a blessed guy.
Yeah.
You had angels on both your shoulders there, cuz. Wow, we are so grateful to have you back, Emil. Wowee, man.
Hoi. Yeah, just getting back into things, eh?
Whoo-wee. I know into each life a little rain must fall, but Varaki, so you're having a monsoon year, buddy. Listen, I hope things just keep improving and getting better. Doggy Emil, meer nies rondom 11 uur. When I say round about 11, I mean exactly at 11 o'clock, even though I'm working from home today. Because look, you know, there's Easter eggs everywhere. I'm not going to let them melt in the sunshine. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. It is just not right. Lucky Duplessis, bye donkey, my friend. Lucky back with you on the weekend for more Saturday, Sunday breakfast. Doesn't see it.